fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day. Courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Monday, it is Monday, the 18th day of December, year of our Lord 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin live broadcasting Monday through Friday at Republic Broadcasting with my show, the John Moore Show. And we begin my show with the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I've added something new to my routine. I'm now distributing the LifeWave products, and every 12 hours, I change out my X39 patch. I'm doing it right now as we speak, and it goes about 2 inches below my belly button. I've got the sticker now freed up with the adhesive. I put it just about 2 inches below my belly button and ready to go for the next 12 hours with optimal health and well-being. So you might want to check that out, the LifeWave products at thelibertyman.com. This morning we have with us my friend Stephen Starr. Steve is the author of an excellent book that I highly recommend, available at amazon.com. Here's the title: Nuclear High Altitude Electromagnetic Pulse. Subtitle is A Mortal Threat to the U.S. Power Grid and U.S. Nuclear Power Plants. Good morning, Stephen.
Morning, John.
Well, sir, I watched the film that was produced by Mr. Obama and his wife, Michael, over the weekend, last night, actually. And that was Leave the World Behind. Leave the World Behind. The premise is the nationwide power grid attack with cyber hackers, which included knocking out satellites. And I think it's very telling, both in the plot, the way the story went, and who was behind it. The fact that Barack and Michelle Obama were behind it is very telling in and of itself, don't you think?
Yeah. Well, nothing that Barack surprises me very much anymore. I think he's a con man.
Well, he is. just like Vivek Ramaswamy, he's not qualified to be president of the United States because he's not a natural born citizen. The public record reflects that Obama's father was from Kenyan national, which means President Obama is a dual national. The intent of the framers of the Constitution was not to have dual nationals be president of the United States. So by definition, both Vivek and Barack are dual nationals. They may or may not, but they could both have passports from another country. Obama could have a British passport because Kenya was a British colony at the time. And Vivek could have an Indian passport because his parents were Indian nationals when he was born. Kind of a different topic for a different day. But what we're hearing, Stephen, I don't know if you're on top of it or not, but a lot more discourse, not a very good nature between North Korea and the United States, isn't there?
Yes, I don't think the relations have been good for a long time.
No, not at all. That's a given. If you grow up in North Korea, unless you're the son or daughter of a very high government official, you'll take pity on Americans because your knowledge of America is all propaganda. They show videos of what life was like in the United States for some people during the Great Depression. And they make it look like we're living a life here of abject poverty in the United States, and they feel sorry for us. It's a very strange paradigm if you grow up in North Korea, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, I imagine it would be. It made me think when you're talking about that. I don't really trust our news very much anymore either from the mainstream media. We get a lot of propaganda from that too.
Absolutely, it is. I've told a story before, but I don't think you've heard it. I was at a conference that took place at a college campus in Yellow Springs, Ohio, during Christmas break. And during my time there, I happened to walk by the room where they kept three teletype machines, and United Press International, Reuters, and Associated Press, with these paper that was a continuous loop of I think they call it traction paper, going 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I walked in, I started reading these stories, and I realized very quickly that my local newspaper in St. Louis was publishing maybe 5%. And that's really quite optimistic of what was being received by the newspaper 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They have to exercise a lot of censorship to put what they choose in the paper, because obviously the paper would never hold all that information, would it, sir?
No, and you know, one of the things I laugh about when I hear that there's no inflation anymore, and when I go to the grocery store, I just wonder whoever makes up those statistics apparently doesn't go shopping very often.
No, not at all. I'm just a bit older than you, Stephen, but when I was a boy, before I was driving, my father routinely bought gasoline for 9 cents, 10 cents a gallon.
Yeah.
A few years later, when I was... Gentlemen, we had some engineering difficulties this morning, but here we are. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains in the Missouri Ozarks on Monday. It is Monday, the fifth day of February, year of our Lord, 2024. Why do I say year of our Lord? Well, first of all, it's true. Second of all, it irritates Muslims. Two very good reasons. Well, it irritates Muslims and atheists both, doesn't it? All right. Live broadcast begin here Monday through Friday with my show, The John Moore Show, on Republic Broadcasting. And I'm proud to say we do begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day, we'll have some more time to discuss this, so we'll get started with the prepper tip of the day, is to work on your safe haven. Make sure it's ready. I say again, work on your safe haven, make sure it's ready. First of all, what is a safe haven? That's a good question. Ideally, it would be where you live all the time. That would be the ideal situation. If that's not the case, then it'll be a place where you'll go to when you have no choice. That's when most people would leave their primary home and head for their safe haven. So a safe haven ideally would be 50 plus miles away from a major city, the farther the better, obviously. Geographical situation may change where it could be closer and still be safe. Excuse me, I had to sneeze there. A place that ideally, once again, would be a self-sufficient hobby farm. Now, what does that mean, hobby farm? Well, first of all, a hobby farm is where the fruits of the labor, there would be vegetables, fruits, eggs, chickens, goats, whatever it might be, cheese, are meant primarily for consumption on the premises as opposed to being a business. Now, obviously, if you got too many tomatoes, you go ahead and sell them at the local farmer's market. But that's the kind of the loose definition of what a hobby farm is. Now, I don't want to get into a lengthy discussion of what it takes to develop a hobby farm. It's if you start with bare dirt and never having done this before, you're looking at about 3 years of working pretty hard before have enough food to feed, say, half the food of what your family needs on an annual basis. Could it be done quicker? Possibly. It takes time. It takes money. It takes a lot of diligence and knowledge to do it and do it right. I will suggest that if you're looking at establishing a garden, a hobby farm, that you locate and join the local gardening club. You'll find a wealth of information from men and women who've been doing this most likely for decades, and they know the nuances of your area when it comes to climate, temperature, rainfall, and so forth, soil conditions, and so forth. They'll know that better than any book you could buy, quite frankly. It's a granted, it's a lifestyle change to be running a hobby farm, especially if you have animals. The animals will tie you to the place. If you have trusted neighbors that can feed them, water them while you're gone, that's going to be necessary. I've helped neighbors out feeding and watering dogs and chickens and so forth while the family took a few-day vacation. That's just what neighbors do in the country, don't they? So I don't know if it's going to be necessary to evacuate to a hobby farm, a safe haven. I know it's a possibility. You know, a few days ago, there was an article in the Wall Street Journal talking about Dearborn, Michigan being the jihadist capital of the United States. It's upset a lot of people, as you might expect, on one hand. On the other, I look carefully at the criticism. They're criticizing the author. They're calling him names. What they aren't saying is that the article is untrue. One of the things you do, it's been done for many, many centuries, if you can't attack the information, you attack the author of the information. That's what's being done with that article. It's well done, not terribly long. I would advise people to read that if they get a chance. It looks like Stephen Starr won't be with us this morning. Andrew is busy with corporate-related matters for about 4 more weeks. So we'll proceed with open lines here at Republic Broadcasting. The call number is 512-248-8252. Tucker Carlson is in Moscow. He went to the Bolshoi Theater. Hopefully he'll be interviewing Vladimir Putin. The allied nations, the NATO nations, did everything they could to give Vladimir Putin no choice but to invade Ukraine. NATO countries entered into treaties with Russia that Russia was satisfied with and thought was a good deal. And then the Western nations, the allied nations, violated the treaties that they signed themselves. In addition, 40-plus biological weapons laboratories in Ukraine. In addition, Ukraine being the playground for the unscrupulous wealthy men and women of the world, where they could launder money and have all kinds of activities that they couldn't have in other countries. Now, that wouldn't be a reason for Russia to invade that I can think of, but the main reason being that the NATO countries did not live up to their end of the bargains that they entered into with Russia when it came to Ukraine. So Tucker's in Moscow. Hopefully he'll be able to interview Tucker to Vladimir Putin soon. And that interview will be broadcast worldwide within 24 hours or so. That really needs to happen. I want to hear what Vladimir Putin has to say for himself. I really do. I want to hear him present the evidence that the NATO allied countries did not conform to what was agreed to. And get that out on the table. Get it out there. If Vladimir Putin is telling the truth, then he's telling the truth. If he's not, then he's not. Look at their response, especially from those who support Ukraine. Watch carefully the response to the Tucker Carlson's interview. Are they calling Tucker names? Are they calling Vladimir Putin names? Are they, instead of attacking the substance that's being presented by Vladimir Putin. That's what I'll be looking for. I want to encourage all of you to do the same thing. Moving on from there, we are, of course, in the middle of the worst crime in human history, that crime being the consequences of the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot. I watch with interest as a scientist bicker back and forth whether it is or is not a virus, that's would be called COVID-19. Quite frankly, I look at that as a distraction. I look at it as a side issue. It's a major issue, but it's not the issue. The issue is the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot. Now, as many of you know, if you go to my website, you'll see that I do private consultations. So I had two doctors come from the East Coast for a consultation. During our discussions, which lasted quite a few hours, I found out that they have a patient, a female patient, who works for one of the three companies manufacturing the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot. In the confidence of their relationship, she revealed to the two doctors that the COVID vaccination had been under development for 6 years before January 2019. January 2019 is when it started in this country, the COVID-19 make-believe pandemic. 6 years. What we're told, what we're supposed to believe as being truthful, is that the vaccine did not begin development until the spring of 2020. And it took 9 months to develop a safe and effective vaccine that was released January 2021. And many people who should know better, don't know better, keep calling it an experimental vaccine. Ladies and gentlemen, if a vaccine's been under development for 6 years, can it be called experimental anymore? I don't think so. Hardly. That means they know exactly what it would do. They knew exactly what it would not do. They knew and they intended for the vaccines, all these vaccines, to kill and hurt people. That's the intended purpose. And they're getting the results that they're looking for. This year and the following year is when the big die-off begins. We're already seeing it. If you haven't listened to Marie Lassiter's hour she spent with us last Friday, that would be the third hour from 9 to 10 Central Time last Friday. That would be the second day of February. And by the way, my archives are listed on a lot of platforms. I'm going to go through the list here real quick for you. We have Brighteon, BitChute, Rumble, Patreon, RBN, Odyssey, Facebook, Cloud Hub, X, Truth Social, Gab, Frank Social, and TLB Talk. We have a break. We'll be right back. Yeah.
Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. What's a girl to do? Sign, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com. And Sleepless, there is a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner and The Liberty Man, I'm sleepless no more. There he is now. Hold on, Sandman. Thank you, Liberty Man.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you need it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by the Energy Cleaner. My Valentine's Day sale of Energy Cleaner is in effect right now until midnight the 14th. $25 off Energy Cleaners, 25% off the mattress pads, and an additional 5% off the entire order if you use PayPal at thelibertyman.com. My toll-free hour line to order your Energy Cleaner, your mattress pad to go with it, is 800-592-9543. All right, looks like we're now joined by my friend Stephen Starr. Stephen Starr is the author of the following book. Listen carefully. Nuclear High Altitude Electromagnetic Pulse, the subtitle is A Mortal Threat to the U.S. Power Grid and U.S. Nuclear Power Plants. Good morning, Stephen.
Morning, John. Sorry I'm a little late. I had a little internet problem this morning.
Well, we had issues here at Republic Broadcasting also for a few minutes, so it's just the nature of live radio. You never know what to expect. Well, I know you're a busy guy. You may or may not have seen, but Tucker Carlson is in Moscow right now. Did you know that, sir?
I saw a headline the other day that I'm a little out. I'm out here in the country, so sometimes I'm not in touch with my all the politics on the planet. But yeah, I saw that he was there.
Right, he was at the Bolshoi Theater watching a performance there. The speculation, of course, is that Tucker will be interviewing Vladimir Putin and getting the Russian side of the story about Ukraine out on the table for the whole world to see. What I've been encouraging my audience to do is look at what the critics say. Are they critical of Tucker? Are they critical of Vladimir? Instead of being critical of the information that Vladimir puts out. As the old saying goes, Stephen, if you can't criticize the information, you criticize the person giving the information, don't you?
Yeah, that's right. I agree with you, too. We have, I think it's we should let a person talk, hear what Putin has to say instead of always having somebody interpret what he says.
Well, my belief is that he'll talk about the agreements agreed to between Russia and the NATO countries, the NATO alliance, concerning Ukraine, and that those agreements were broken by the Western allies, not by Russia. And, of course, the 40-plus biological weapons laboratories in Ukraine that allegedly were developing weapons to be used against Russia. If both those prove to be true, then Russia's going to look pretty justified in doing that invasion, aren't they?
Yeah, I investigated that myself. The U.S. Embassy, their website there in Ukraine had actually discussed some of those laboratories. They had an experiment with geese, migratory geese that carried a certain type of bacterial infection, it looked bad to me. I thought, why are we doing experiments like that with diseases that don't even exist in Ukraine over there?
Well, there's something, I agree with you, but there's something more foundational than that. That's the fact that it's a violation of international law to develop any kind of biological weapons in the first place.
Yeah, that's right.
And of course, Russia's been, and the United States and China have all violated international law for decades, haven't they?
Well, that's right. Every country seems to be able to do that. That's true.
Well, when it comes to biological weapons and chemical weapons, they're referred to as the third world countries' nukes, because third world countries can't afford to get nuclear weapons, but they can afford to get biological and chemical weapons, which are tremendously less expensive. But there's no justification for biological warfare, in my opinion. What do you think, Stephen?
Well, I think that there's a lot of bad things going on. The U.S. had these gain of function studies going where they make like viruses that aren't normally they don't usually infect humans, like the ones in bats, for example, over in Wuhan. Fauci, I read that he had an intermediary where Obama came out and said you had to stop some of the testing they were doing at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. And so rather than stop it, they just transferred it over to China.
Right.
I shake my head. I mean, we have enough diseases as there are without having to make some of them.
I know. Well, I've been to that University of North Carolina campus at Chapel Hill. It's an absolutely beautiful campus. And what you're saying is exactly what happened, Stephen. They were advised, Fauci and company were advised, that the university was basically violating law if they went any further. So they transferred everything to Wuhan, didn't they?
Yeah. And, I mean, I've read about that the virus initially, it was miners got it from bats. But it wasn't transmissible. They couldn't transmit it to their family, and
right.
So the gain of function testing they did made it so that it was transmissible. I mean, and that's I think that's a sin. I mean, why would
think that's of all a crime that's, against humanity is what it is.
Yeah.
It's a violation of international law. You're playing. Here's our bottom of the hour break.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Website is thelibertyman.com. My Valentine's Day sale is in effect right now. It goes until midnight the 14th, Valentine's Day. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads, an additional 5% off the entire order if you use PayPal. Visiting with Stephen Starr, the author of the following book, Nuclear High Altitude Electromagnetic Pulse. The subtitle is A Mortal Threat to the U.S. Power Grid and U.S. Nuclear Power Plants, available at Amazon.com. Stephen, is there a Kindle version of this available as well?
Yes, there is, and it's only about $9, and you can find it on Amazon. You just type my name in, Stephen with a V, Star, S-T-A-R-R.
Outstanding. Looks like our first caller is, looks like Dave in New York. Morning, Dave.
Steve, I've never called and spoken to you, Steve, but it's interesting. I was watching this movie, and apparently this is a movie made by the Obamas, I guess, about a cyber attack. Is that correct? Are you familiar with this movie? I forget the title of it.
I'm not, actually.
Oh, all right. Well, this couple's going on vacation, and they go to this mansion house, and they take their two kids, and the house is actually owned by a guy and his wife, and of course it's like a it's like one of these Airbnbs, I guess, for a weekend. And then some strange things happen, and then the owners show up the door maybe 11 o'clock at night, and they needed to come in and stay in there. Well, they're black people, but and he's rich guy trading on Wall Street kind of guy. And I've heard people talk about this movie. I think John, maybe you have. That right. They said, "Oh, this is all just promoting race war." And I see very small hints of it so far. We're about into Act Four of it, Part Four, I think. John, do you have any opinion on that? Do you have any information on that?
Actually, there was the strife between the renting couple and the owner couple was more to do with who owned the property and who had the rights to the property. And they actually did get along, quite frankly. There was some strife, but they got along given the circumstances. I'm looking up the name of this movie here in a moment, and I'll have it for everybody. And they have a follow-up movie coming out in next month, I believe, or the month after, pretty close by, that will has to do with apocalypse in the United States. Here we go.
Yeah.
I'll have it. Yeah. I'll have it here momentarily.
Okay.
Leave the world behind.
I've heard people talk about this and say that it was promoting a racial war and, civil war in a racial way. And I really have barely seen hints of it in the movie so far. But
no,
maybe I heard that.
I didn't get that at all out of it. The black family and the white family cooperated together. And the real violence was between a white contractor and the white family. It's later in the movie. So,
don't ruin the movie for me, John, please.
Oh, you haven't seen it yet.
We only got through part of it so far. It was getting late, so I'll have to go back. But I didn't call about that issue, but it just popped in my head as I made this call. And I think I'll ask your guest, they're putting out this sort of a scenario to people so that they understand what a huge cyber attack might result in. These things like a ship going, it starts out with a huge ship coming towards the shore, and they say, well, it'll stop, and it gets bigger and bigger. Eventually they run away and just escape, and it goes into the beach.
That something like that could happen. Also, planes could fall out of the sky.
Exactly what happened next. That was the next thing they noticed.
But the first thing that people would probably notice would be that nothing would work because all their electricity was gone, because the grid would be fried, and also a lot of their solid state electronics would be destroyed.
I'm not sure that that's the first thing, whether they noticed that on the beach a little bit or not. They might have, but they were at the beach. Yeah. Yeah. So, but they did notice it later, and they didn't, it took a while to figure out what was going on. Even for me watching,
I think there's going to be another movie coming out with Dennis Quaid as a narrator sometime in the near future that's maybe a little bit more comprehensive about the effects of EMP.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of things are put out there. There's a lot of potential fear catastrophes, and maybe they're putting this in people's minds for a reason. We'll see what happens. But what I wanted to talk to you about was, because it occurred to me that you're a scientist, and you're talking about UNC Chapel Hill, you're talking about the creation of the virus. Well, let me tell you what's going on in the alternative health movement. We have people coming around saying, and some are convinced, and some may be paid to do this, that viruses either don't exist or they don't cause disease. This is the no-virus theory, we call it.
Say that nuclear weapons don't exist, too.
Well, we had a guy in the network who said that to Mike Rivero, and he said, hey, that nuclear test they did, experiment they did out in, the Midwest, the West, was just dynamite on the things. and Mike just let the guy go on for 10 minutes talking about that, or maybe flat earth or other things he was talking about. And then when the guy jumps to talking about the Jews, it's Mike says, okay, I'm cutting you off here. Listen, I was there when they did that explosion. That was a test explosion for the real explosion. And he just blew the guy out of the water.
Well, there were over 100 above ground nuclear detonations in Nevada. There's the Russians, of course, the Soviets had something like, they had hundreds of them too. I think there were close to a total of 1,000 detonations above and below ground during the testing period. It's just people that want to maintain that the Earth is flat or there's no nuclear weapons. Viruses, yeah, you know, I've always wanted to look through an electron microscope to be able to see something like that, but I don't think there's any doubt that viruses exist. You know, I think...
Oh, there's great doubt that viruses exist in certain people's minds.
Well, Dave, I'm gonna have to jump right in here. There are very well-qualified scientists on both sides of that issue. So, quite frankly, I'm not going to address that issue on my show. I'm going to
please tell me the qualified ones on the other side of the issue. I've asked for people to give one tenet of virologists pose one piece of evidence and then refute it. And they don't even come up with a piece of evidence. So these people don't know anything about it or...
For me and the John Moore Show, it's a non-issue. The issue for me is the vaccine. So we're not going to address that. You got anything else, Dave?
Well, John, certainly the issue is, does the vaccine exist? Because the spike protein causes many problems, whether it's from the vaccine or not.
Of course the vaccine exists. Is that not an issue either?
I'm not talking about that. I'm saying that the spike protein from the virus, on the virus, causes problems in people's brains. It causes Creutzfeldt-Jakob's disease, as Jeff Rentz and Erica Kahn are talking about. That is distributed all through the world, John, and this is in the population. It's not just the vaccine that causes problems.
For me, that's going to be the issue on my show. Dave, thank you for your call. We can get caught up in circular arguments, and there are well-qualified experts on both sides of that argument about whether a virus does or does not exist. And quite frankly, I'm not going to use up airtime on it. Let the scientists work it out on their own. We got a caller here, Stephen. We got JP in Chicago. Good morning, JP. JP, you're on the air.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Hear you now.
Hello.
Ahead.
Testing 1, 2, 1, 2. Can you hear me?
I responded twice.
Okay, sorry. I'm having a little feedback issue. I have to agree that nuclear weapons are definitely real. My first mentor as a Marine was on the beach at Nakasone when it went off. So I know from a secondhand witness that nuclear weapons are real. The Earth is round, of course, but the issue we got here, guys, is the CIA and misinformation and the television. That movie that Obama put out was called Leave the World Behind, and it's predictive programming. If you get into predictive programming, one of my first jobs is running a movie theater camera, and I'll never forget how hypnotized people are when they go into a movie theater. The lights go down, and it's all meant to put information in your subconscious. So you're getting information that you don't even realize. And then when the event happens, you react to it as if, you're aware of it already. So that's the issue with programming. And I agree with the last caller on the nukes and the viruses as well. Because if anyone has ever raised children, you know viruses are real. Because I used to send my kid to school. He'd come home sick, and I'd get sick. Now, how is that possible if viruses aren't real, So anyway, good topics today, guys. I don't mean to be off track, but that show, everyone should watch that just for the predictive programming aspects, Leave the World Behind, because that's what they'll probably do. They'll probably do a cyber attack because it's so easy and it's hard to find out who did it. You know what I mean? So what do you guys think about that cyber attack issue?
Well, it's a clear and present danger right up there with EMP attack and either of them could be pulled off, and either one of them could have devastating effects, JP.
Yeah, and it looks like the false flag, if we're at the beginning of a world war, you look at World War II, you had invasion or the Japanese attacking us. And then World War One was a lot of issues with the ships getting sunk. And if you watch warfare today, the drone is a secret weapon. These drones, if you could get, like the Chinese just got announced they have a nuclear-powered battery that lasts 50 years, I bet you they got that technology from us, you know. But imagine a drone that could last 50 years, that could just do sorties for 50 years. That's what we're looking at. That's what I'm more afraid of than the AMP, you know.
Okay.
So great show today. No, that's it. Thank you, guys.
Okay. Call number is 512-248-8252. Well, we have well-defined enemies. That would be Russia, China, North Korea. Iran is right up there. You know, somehow Iran figured out how to get one of our sophisticated drones to land safely in Iran, which, of course, they took custody of that and began reverse engineering. Now they're building their own copies of our drone. How about that, Stephen?
Yeah, I read about that. I believe you're correct. I think they did use the electronic warfare sort of. They are very sophisticated with their abilities. They also have a very large arsenal of ballistic missiles. So, you know, getting into a war with them could wind up with a nuclear exchange because we don't, you know, the U.S. Army's, what, 400 and some thousand now. We'd need a couple million people on the ground to invade Iran. And
right. Well, invading Iran would be a massive mistake for a lot of reasons.
Yeah, it would.
Well, we spent the last more than 20 years at war with Afghanistan, fighting barefoot peasants with machine guns and some rocket-propelled grenades, and going to war with Saddam Hussein for no reason that makes any sense at all. Saddam's jet fighters were buried in the sand. His MiG jet fighters were buried in the sand for lack of spare parts. And basically, it was a country that didn't have any way to counter the modern weapons that the United States had. What they did have was men and women willing to blow themselves up with suicide vests, roadside bombs, they call it improvised explosive devices, what I call landmines, and other things which were quite effective in the 20 years we were there countering all the high-tech American weapons that we brought to the table. That won't be the case with Iran, though, will it, Stephen?
No, it wouldn't be. I think we're not they're totally different. They're a very large country, and they are very sophisticated with the weapons they've developed. There's an open question, too. They have enriched uranium up to 20%, and actually, once you get to that, it takes a relatively short period of time to get to a 90% enrichment. I don't know. Any country, really, these days that wants to make a nuclear weapon can. I mean, you got to make a nuclear reactor, and then you produce plutonium, and you extract it. There's a lot of technology that can be used to detect that, but I don't know. I just wish the trillions of dollars we've wasted overseas on military, we could have our entire infrastructure here could have been rebuilt. You know, it's just the priorities are so messed up in Washington that they're really not taking care of the American people.
No, not at all. That's a good observation, a very accurate observation, Stephen. And your book addresses the real threat of electromagnetic pulse, lays out all the information. It's based on the evidence. You give the evidence so that people can educate themselves and understand that they need to prepare themselves, their family, hopefully their county, by using the EMP devices that are offered by EMP Shield, correct?
Yeah, that is correct. I actually bought some of those while I was writing the book because I learned about it, and I thought they do testing with their devices up to military specifications with a company that's a certified, you know, testing agency. So, and they have that documents published on their website. So that convinced me. I thought, yeah, these guys they've got a good product, and it also protects against lightning. And they have a big cash, guarantee against that, the efficacy of that. So, I mean, it's more than just EMP, but EMP happens in a few billionths of a second, the initial part of it, and it just will fry everything that you have plugged into the grid, and then it'll also destroy the large power transformers that are required for the long-distance transmission of electricity. There's only several thousand of those. A lot of them typically weigh 500,000 pounds. They take, the current wait time is 18 to 24 months to get them manufactured, and they're made overseas, more than 80% are. We wouldn't be able to make them here anyway if we didn't have any electricity. So the whole country would be out without electricity for a year or so. But, you know, even if they can get off their butts in Washington and protect the grid, your home would still be at risk because, you know, even if they protect the grid, it won't protect all the electronics in your own home. So EMPC is a good device, I think.
Absolutely. Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart,
Under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here, with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Stephen, you may already know this. The most expensive jet fighter ever manufactured by any country is the F-35 Lightning, which, ironically, can't be flown in a lightning storm. Did you know that?
That's right. I've read that.
Well, I'm hoping maybe Lockheed Martin should call up EMP Shield and get these things installed in F-35s.
Well, that's an idea.
Maybe nobody thought of that.
Yeah.
I mean, how humiliating. You know, all the World War II fighters, all the Korean War fighters, all the Vietnam War fighters could fly in a lightning storm, but the most expensive jet fighter ever manufactured can't. That's so ironic and so wrong. Well, Stephen, your book is certainly cutting edge when it comes to giving people the knowledge they need in a relatively short book. It's only less than 200 pages. And people need to, the first step is education before you go anywhere else, isn't it, Stephen?
That's right. And I wrote the book, there's summaries, there's a part one and part two, and I have a summary at each introduction part so that people, they're non-technical summaries and you don't have to be a scientist to understand it. But after that, then I get into more technical detail. I have 360 footnotes and 160 references because I knew I was going to probably be attacked with some of the things I said. Because there's, believe it or not, there's vested interests that seem to think it's a bad idea to protect our grid and our critical national infrastructure.
How can that be? How can people think that's a bad idea?
I don't know, but there's been two bills that have been introduced into Congress in 2013 and 2015 that have both been voted down basically by the utilities, the way I understand it, the lobbyists. Maybe the bills need to be rewritten to...
Well, here's, and I've talked about this with Andrew. We need tax incentives that wouldn't cost the government anything, really, to pay for this thing. These utilities don't want to spend the money is what it comes down to, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right. It's always money. But, I mean, when you think about how much money we've sent to Ukraine, for example, we could have protected everything here many times over.
That's right. That's right. Well, that money's gone, and it's paid for villas and big yachts and so forth instead of helping the people that need the help.
Right.
Any final comments here before we wrap this up, Stephen? Oh, we're done. Get the book. Thank you, Stephen. We'll see you next week.
Okay,
we got top hour break. We'll be back with Firearms Monday at St. Andrews. Stay tuned.
Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.